to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR, 1460 AM, Carl on the Bot. 7:05 in the morning on December the 4th, 530-605-4567 is our number. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You're getting out in the chat room. And stop in and say hello or just listen. Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
And how are you today?
Doing quite well, thank you.
What's the weather going to be like today? I mean, we got more rain. I mean, I'm wandering around.
Yep, more rain on the way. Cloudy periods of rain today, high of 57, about half an inch throughout the day. Tonight, low of 54, not a lot of temperature change. The wind's much lighter than they've been in the last several days. Lots more rain, about half an inch, depending on where you're at. And then partly cloudy for tomorrow. And as we check around the temperatures here in Reading, we are showing 49 degrees with the report. Brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Yeah, Anselmo Vineyards. Thursdays, of course, pizza, then lunches and dinners. Music on the weekends. 474-5546. When the weather clears, there's Sporting Clays. There's horseback rides. The whole shooting match out there. Did I say shooting match after saying Sporting Clays? I did. Okay. Got a lot of things we're going to be doing today and talking about a lot of things. First of all, our thoughts go out to James Yarborough, Mayor of Anderson, who had an apparent heart attack last night. And just is well, there was no damage to his heart, but that was during a meeting. So anyway, our thoughts go out to James. He's done a lot of great things down in Anderson, including that walk of honor down in Anderson. And has been on the show several times and is a good man. Okay. We've got, like I said, a lot of things we want to talk about today, including, I've got a little commentary on Bob Costas and his comments, because tomorrow Tom Gresham, national syndicated host of Gun Talk and a variety of TV shows, is going to be our guest tomorrow. We're going to talk about Costas and his comments, and then the other thing that's been going on, but there have been things that have happened since he made his allegations on Sunday. But before we do any of that, we always start off our Monday through Friday in the mornings with our friends at the Wells Fargo Advisors for our Market Minute. Here's Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are mixed as investors digest ongoing political wrangling surrounding the fiscal cliff negotiations. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 28 points at 12,995. The S&P 500 is up fractionally at 1410. The NASDAQ Composite is down 4.5 points at 29.97. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange: Bank of America up a penny at $9.81, Pfizer up a nickel at $25.14, Advanced Micro Devices positive 3 cents at $2.39. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, Costco's down a quarter at $104.33 per share, Walmart positive 18 cents at $71.52, Target down 77 cents at $61.53. Treasuries gave up ground for the second consecutive session. The 10-year Treasury note is down 2/32 to yield 1.63%. Gold is under pressure this morning, down $22.10 at $1,669 per ounce. Silver off 63 cents at $33. Crude oil down 83 cents, trading at $88 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. Our friends down at the Wells Fargo Advisors are on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And if you want to know what's happening in Wall Street, besides just hearing it right here on KCNR 1460, you can head on down to Park Marina Drive, visit them, or give them a call at 243-7561. That's 243-7561. Going to take a quick break here and jump back in. A little commentary on Costas. Homeless veterans, when there's beds available right here in California. And what exactly can President Obama do to Syria? And what was this warning he gave them? We'll be back in a minute. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460 AM.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526, that's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
Santa's Little Nerds needs your help. It's that time of the year again. Time to help Nerds on Call stuff the Nerdmobile. For the third year, Nerds on Call have begun their efforts to stuff one of the Nerdmobiles full of toys for the less fortunate children in the community. Nerds on Call is looking for your help. The toys from Stuff the Nerdmobile will be donated to the Salvation Army Stuff the Bus efforts on December 7th. Nerds on Call is offering a $20 gift card for Nerds on Call services to customers that drop a new unwrapped toy off at their store. You can help Stuff the Nerdmobile and get a $20 gift card for Nerds on Call services by dropping a new unwrapped toy valued at $5 or more to their store in the Target Shopping Center at 1355 Churn Creek Road in Reading through December 6th. Or you can give your donation to your friendly nerd during an appointment. Nerds on Call is open Monday through Sunday, 9 to 6. Help Nerds on Call Stuff the Nerdmobile through December 6th in the Target Shopping Center in Reading.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, I still remember when, help me out. The
Pointer Sisters?
No. The Shasta County Dances with the Stars a couple of years ago. Uh-huh. The weather girl who just left.
Cheetah Johnson
did this number.
Well, I tell you what, how could anybody forget this?
Oh, yeah.
Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 AM. How could you forget Cheetah Johnson dancing that number?
I'm getting old. What can I say? Her name just would not come up.
Well,
yeah.
You know what? You're not only old, you're dead if you don't remember that one. The Cheetah's down in Houston now. I understand she's doing really well down there, and we're glad to hear that. They had a tough time finding people to take Cheetah's place right after she left. I mean, it's tough taking Cheetah's place. She was everywhere. You know, you'd see Cheetah in the, she'd be emceeing all these events. She was helping people out. And, you know, and her mother and father are really, really super people too. You take her mom was, it's hard to believe here, but a cheerleader. But she also trained cheerleaders, a cheerleader coach, and, you know, for high school and college and that. But, and her dad was a quarterback, University of Tennessee. So, Cheetah. good people. We miss Cheetah.
Very tough, tough shoes to fill.
Oh, yes. They are. Oh, they are. Because, well, Cheetah was just somebody you enjoyed, you know, listening to. And like I said, she was a big part of the community. And it's tough. You know, the weather guys now who are in there, they're doing, you know, I mean, they're out there all the time, too. But they're not tall and blonde and vivacious. They're just, they're really competent, good guys. And I'm digging myself in a hole because they are everywhere helping out our community, too. Okay. Bob Costas. I don't want to talk too much about this, but on Sunday, Bob Costas, who is that, you know, the, he's the commentator. Now, here's the thing that kind of, I think, offends me the most is Bob Costas is a commentator. He comments on what people are doing out in the arena. I don't think he's ever, you know, I looked at his bio and I studied his bio and I never saw that any time he participated in sports. Any time, baseball, whatever. Basketball, football. So he's a commentator. And if you remember that saying, it's not the man who sits on the sidelines, it's the man in the arena whose face is covered with blood and sweat and who has given his utmost is out there is when it counts, not the ones who are, you know, a faint of heart who sit on the sidelines and make their inane comments. That's kind of where I think Bob Costas falls in. I saw him at the Olympics trying to get this person who had just finished a silver medal, who had just won a silver medal for our country, trying to make that person say, well, I could have done better. I mean, this was a young woman. And she said, I'm very proud the fact that I won a silver medal. You know, this is, you know, gosh, you know, this is great. And Costas wouldn't let it go. And I thought to myself, you've never once probably ever swam competitively or run competitively or had an 88-mile-per-hour fastball come past your head or have a linebacker just nail you so everything turns yellow afterwards for a while, or had somebody come in with a left hook in a jab that makes your nose bleed just to think about it. He's done none of those things. So what he does, he comments on the greater efforts of others. Now, ordinarily I wouldn't even say anything because that's what do I do? I sit out here, I comment on others. But he takes a football game at halftime and says, and he talks about this tragedy where the linebacker from the Chiefs killed himself and killed his pregnant girlfriend and himself. Terrible tragedy. And instead of using that time to maybe remember the young man, he uses it to say if he didn't have a gun, it would have never happened, which, of course, is purely conjecture on his part that people kill each other with baseball bats and knives, as we've learned, and that handgun served no purpose. Well, Bob, you live in a multi-million-dollar house, I'm sure, being chauffeured back and forth to all these people. You might ask the 66-year-old lady right here in Reading and the guy, the meth freak that was trying to break into her house twice, and she had to defend herself. You might ask her. But the bottom line here is that there's so much more to talk about this, and we will. But tomorrow our guest is going to be Tom Gresham, a nationally syndicated host for Gun Talk. He's on our radio station here, but he's also a TV. He has TV programs and columns. He writes in different hunting magazines and all this. But Tom Gresham's going to be our guest tomorrow at 7:15, and we're going to talk about this because he thought enough about it to send us an email and say, "Hey, look, this is completely wrong what he did." And it is, and it's, you know, then you get into you know, but for him to use a sporting event for his political. For his political viewpoint, and I mean, he's a liberal. He said he's a liberal, and the fact is, I don't care if he's a liberal. I mean, you know, doesn't mean liberals aren't right sometimes. It just means, though, is that when you use that puppet, that bully pulpit, for that over something that is completely conjecture, and you have no idea if this young man would have taken a baseball bat and killed his pregnant girlfriend and driven a car off, or a knife, or drugs, or, you know, anything. It's like, okay, what about that lineman that's 200 or 346 pounds and is obese? I mean, is it this knife and fork? Is that what it is? Is that what causes it? A gun is a tool. Yep. That's it. That's all it is. Just like a screwdriver, a hammer, it's a tool to be used in the correct way.
stick to being an annoying sportscaster and leave the social commentary to others, please.
Yeah, and that's it. Just do your thing and continue to prattle on from the sidelines. Don't try to get into things that are over your head. All right, got to take a break. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them in other sign shops can't. We even offer finance for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back. Carl Lindebaugh, 7:23 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Been in the business for over 30 years. Espresso Joe's, great coffee the way you want it. It's super, super prices. 16 ounces on their specials with the Jack Frost coffees and pumpkin spice and all that. And then, of course, they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in the city of Reading. Right there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Head on down there. Get a cup of coffee today or tea. They have it all. All right, Bad Bomb. We talk about, let's talk a little bit about the homeless veterans. Oh, yeah, I know what I want to talk about before we get there. Let's talk about Gary Cadd for a minute.
Class act.
Gary Cadd's getting sworn in today, tonight at the City Council, Tuesday night. This is his day. Dick Dickerson will be given, is given a fond farewell. I say fond. People are going, a respectful farewell. There was an article in an editorial of course, in the record searchlight, saying is that Dickerson is you know, the person of compromise and reason. And the fact is that the people wanted a change. Now, he pointed out is that the conservatives in their grassroots movement caused the effort that unseated Dick. And but then again, it also, but maybe people are just ready for a change. Here we are in the middle of amidst of all of this stuff that's going on. You know, the rise in crime, the libraries continually, I don't know, are they still in lawsuits over at the library? Over whether you can have a table there with people standing, you know, sitting there. I don't know if that's still going on with the Tea Party and the ACLU.
Hopefully not
joined, joined in, you know, in battle. And I think, and I don't even know if that one's over yet. And the fact is that there's been things brought up, and a lot of votes over the last 3 or 4 years have been 3-2 or 4-1. I think you're going to see when Gary Cadd comes in, and what did he say his first priority was to form a commission to oversee REU. And I find that interesting. And the, because the vote went 3-2 against that before. So I assume if everybody stays where they were, it'll be 3-2 for it. So I think you're going to be seeing a lot of 3-2 votes again with Patrick Jones and Gary Cadd and Rick Bassetti. Now, Rick becomes more of the, I think Rick becomes that swing vote in there. But then again, you know, Rick Bassetti, his measures he did with, you know, pushing A and B and that. The bottom line, though, is this, is whoever's in there, and this is the part that I kind of agree with Bruce Ross, if he's the one that wrote it, was you need to be able to talk with all sides and come to an agreement that's best for the, let's hear it, the citizens. It shouldn't be the best for the union or the best for the city council. It should be best for the citizens of Reading. And you've got to have an open mind when you do that. It's got to be something that's good for the citizens of Reading because that's who they represent. And you know, just because you may want to cut the pay of people, let's take a good look at that. It's not about doing that or privatizing everything. Well, does everything work if you privatize it? Probably some will. I don't know. But the people in the city council have got to, you know, and this is what I urge them, is that just don't get so fixed on one side of an issue that you can't listen to all of it. Now, I don't think Gary will do that. I think Gary will listen to the issues. I think he's got strong feelings. I'm not sure that there's every member of the city council will listen to both sides. I really don't. I think that some of the city council is locked into a position. And I'm not going to go and talk about it, you know, specifically or at times, but I truly believe that. But what we need is somebody there that will listen to both sides. But you know what? That you're kind of not sure which way they're going to come down because each issue may be a little bit different. And so they're going to listen to the people and listen and do what they believe is right for the city and not an interest. That's all I'm saying. So, Gary Cadd, I think you can do that. So we're welcome aboard there, Gary Cadd. And, Dick, thank you so much for everything you've done for our city. And our, you know what, and our county and our region. You know, you were down in the big show down in Sacramento too, which leads to another part. I mentioned yesterday for the first time in 137 years we are a supermajority, the Dems have.
They say they're not going to abuse this position of trust that the public has put in them.
Well, you know what, again, having Jerry Brown be the most conservative member of the Democratic Party down there is a scary thought to me. And the other thing, too, is that, you know, here's the thing, is that talking to, and we're going to have Jim Nielsen on next week and hopefully Doug Lamoff, and, you know, Brian Daly's going to be on Thursday, so we're going to be talking about all this. And but the bottom line on this, and Ted Gaines was on last Friday, Senator Gaines, here's the thing is, they can't, the Republicans could not get a bill out of committee before. Now I'm just wondering if they're even going to let them turn on their microphones when they're in the committees. Or they just come in and just say, well, you know what, they pat them on the head and say, here, why don't y'all go just play, you know, go play golf or something.
We'll play in the corner.
We'll take care of this. Now, see, here's the thing that maybe the Republicans ought to do. Fine. You want tax raises? Go for it. We're not going to fight you. You want to give money to illegals? That's fine. Build that railroad. That's fine. Here's that extra $60 billion. Here, go spend it. That's fine. And then when it crashes, kind of come in and pick it up. come in with some kind of resurgence. If just give it all. Just give it all up. Can you do that?
Give them enough rope?
Well, you know what? That can work. And fortunately for all of us, it's going to hammer us for those couple of years. We'll be right back. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a mixed market on Wall Street as investors continue to focus their attention on Washington and the fiscal cliff negotiations. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 25 points. Meanwhile, shares of Darden Restaurants are plunging after warning its second quarter earnings will miss expectations. The parent company of Olive Garden and Red Lobster says the costs associated with the purchase of Yard House will cut into its earnings by 5 cents. Darden also says the impact of Superstorm Sandy will reduce its earnings per share by a penny. And SodaStream is kicking off its new global ad campaign with its first Super Bowl commercial. The spot will be a fresh take on the SodaStream effect, an ad that shows hundreds of soft drink bottles exploding every time the product is used. The ad was banned in the UK after Clearcast, the organization that pre-approves UK TV advertising, said it, quote, denigrates the bottled drinks industry. In protest, SodaStream says it is considering legal action. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security, networking, and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data. All from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
Element's Restaurant inside Wind River Casino offers a fabulous holiday buffet on December 25th from 11:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Menu includes chef carved prime rib, roast turkey, steamed clams, and roast salmon with an array of trimmings and delicious desserts. Enjoy the holidays and let Element's do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy valued time with family and friends. Adults $18.95, children $7.95. Children under 5 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Play in our weekly slot tournaments at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Slot tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 is added to the prize pool. And every fourth Friday, $1,000 is added to the prize pool. Plus $5 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For entry fees and details, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526, that's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:35 in the morning on December the 4th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama County. Senior and veteran discounts, locally owned, family operated, and safety oriented. What else could you want in a propane gas company? That's Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. Homeless veterans, Bob.
Which is a shame all in of itself. But don't, yeah, you know, they serve their country and then they just kind of get tossed out. Oh, yeah, you need to pay for your own wounds, by the way.
There's a good article in today's paper by Tom Elias, a columnist there. And, you know, they talk about the number of homeless veterans, and they're estimated, of course. They say there's an estimated 40,000 homeless veterans statewide. Now, when we get up here to the North State and we do our stand down, they have maybe 200-300. But that includes families. So I'm not, you know, a lot of this could be is that they just don't know about the stand down, even though it really gets out there and they do help a lot of people. But they said there's 18,000 just in Los Angeles. And you think about it, and what makes it worse is that there are empty beds out there in some of the California veteran homes. And I'm not even talking about the ones here in Redding and Fresno, which can't be opened up because the Democrats refuse to open up a veteran's home because they are, what can I say? What's the right word for that? They refuse to open them up because they don't like veterans. They'd rather spend their money on high-speed trains and illegals instead of for veterans. I mean, you know what? I don't even know why I even get into this. Everybody that listens and knows and reads knows that we have a beautiful veterans home here. We are paying people millions of dollars just to be on the, you know, just to be there to keep it open and to guard it so it won't be stripped of copper and other things, right? But we can't get it open because Governor Brown and the other Democrats refuse to open it. And that's exactly it. Refuse to open it. But there's others too. And so these are things that I'm, you know, that, there's 87, only 87 of the 396 beds in West Los Angeles CalVet home were occupied as of last month. Now, this, just because you're a homeless veteran doesn't mean you get into these homes though. And I'm not sure if he's kind of mixed apples and oranges here, but there are openings, in other words. If you want to go, if you're in West Los Angeles, there's almost 300 beds open in West Los Angeles. But it's not just for homeless. This is for veterans that need assistance that will move in there.
Yeah.
But probably some of these homeless would fall into that. But the other thing, here's the big thing is that there is some property worth billions of dollars that the undeveloped VA land bounded by the 405 San Diego Freeway and busy Wilshire Boulevard could bring in at least $5 billion. However, this was given to the state in 1887 by a Nevada Republican, Senator John P. Jones, and his partner, Arcadia B. DeBaker, which required that the land be used strictly for the benefits of veterans. And he wanted to help homeless veterans from the Civil War. And yet we've done nothing about doing anything with this. They haven't sold it and put that money, which could be not into the general fund. They could just sell that, take that money, and put it into the veterans, the VA fund, and open up these homes, open up a couple more, and also start taking care of some homeless veterans. Why aren't they doing that? Why does Feinstein and Waxman, both of them, and they have just not done nearly enough to either save the VA land or to house needy veterans. And this is what Waxman says. Well, excuse me, but Henry, you're in charge of that stuff. So what are they going to do? He says he is all for using the empty beds for homeless veterans. I will push the Department of Veterans Affairs to do that. We did get the VA to issue vouchers for the veterans to use in the community, and we were getting some into housing. Well, Henry, You didn't do that. The VA was doing that. That's a part of another problem we talked about, is getting the vouchers all the way up here to the North State. VA homes, veterans' homes, are not meant to do housing for homeless. They're meant for veterans, you know, is there elderly, or there's Alzheimer's, or there's this. But the point is that there's land and money and the opportunity to help veterans, and again, the Democrats aren't doing a damn thing about it. How they can continue to do this, and they let us drive down there, they let us bring in all these people and say, oh, we'll give it to you, we'll give it, oh, no, here, you're right, and in the dead of night, take that money away. You know, I do not understand it. I don't expect I will ever understand it. And any time you ever talk to a Democratic lawmaker, the first question you ought to ask is, why do you hate the veterans? Mm-hmm. Why aren't you supporting the veterans that are keeping you safe, that have kept you safe, your parents safe, your grandparents safe? Why aren't you supporting them? That's the first question you need to ask them. Make a Democrat tell you, oh, no, I support the veterans. Then why aren't you funding the veterans home? Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or a first-class limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or a first-class limousine, 530-605-0137.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life, surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl in the Bot, 7:45 in the morning, December the 4th. 530-605-4567. My voice is cracking because I got emotional about the fact that Democrats hate veterans, refuse to support veterans. Those are our elected representatives. What is so hard about opening up a VA home? Oh, it's going to open up. It's going to open up. But why should it take 2 years? Why should it? Oh, we don't have the money. That's not true. It's not true. It's just not a priority. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff at Crackmaster can give a guarantee other shops can't. He will fix your windshield, whether it's a little ding, those little, you know, those little chips, or a crack up to 24 inches. Go see Jeff. Have him work on your car. Have him fix your car, and he does guarantee it. He fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield, I don't know, 4 years ago. Still, you can't even see it. 3280 Market Street, or give them a call at 241-8373. That's 241-8373. Okay, Bad Bob. Mm-hmm. Let me move into my next
rant.
No, I'm trying to be nice here.
Oh, yeah. You're a nice guy. You're one of the nicest guys I know.
I wouldn't go that far. Okay. Syria. And weapons of mass destruction. Can we talk about that for a second? Can we talk? Hey, Syria has been reported that they have weapons of mass destruction. They're chemical weapons, things that they probably got from. Should we say it? Dare I say it? Yes, I will. Is that, could he have gotten them from Iraq? When we told everybody we were going in there looking for chemical weapons, could he have been moving them into Syria? Well, he could be. Anyway, Obama, president, one each. Warns Assad not to use chemical weapons, weapons of mass destruction, or what? The consequences. Consequences. What kind of consequences there, Mr. President?
Harsh language.
Harsh language. You know what? They'll stand there, and they'll look at them, and they'll glare. I'm going to glare at you. I'm going to sit there. What are you going to do? Start another war in the Middle East? How are you going to go after them with your aircraft? What if you get them? You know what? The whole thing is, if you use weapons of mass destruction, there will be consequences. What kind of consequences? Why don't you say, if you use weapons of mass destruction and you kill hundreds of thousands of innocent children, innocent people, guess what? There's going to be a mini tactical nuke wherever you're at. Guess what? It's gone. We're going to rain death and destruction down on you and your whole guard. Just destroy it completely and then hunt you down and hang you. Why can't you just say that? We said that about Osama bin Laden, and we did that. But consequences. Well, first of all, here we are into another spot. Let's talk about the Middle East just for a second. You have a minute? Let's talk about it. What do you think about the Middle East right now? What do you think about that? The Arab Spring? If you got thoughts on that, I know there's people out there listening right now that are thinking, well, what about Egypt? Gosh, Egypt went to freedom. Oh, did it? The new constitution's got a lot of people excited because it's so heavy in the Sharia law. And what in the prime minister is taking on, could be even dictatorial, dictator type, powers. And this is from the country that, you know, went into freedom because the Islamic Brotherhood. I'm sorry, the Muslim Brotherhood. Muslim Brotherhood. And then the Sharia law and their new constitution. It did say you couldn't be just arrested and held without reason, you know, habeas corpus. Now, on the other hand, that can be suspended, as we know, as Lincoln did during the Civil War and other times. We've done that with terrorists. And speaking of terrorists, that leads me to something else. But the point is what are we going to do? We are trying to extract ourselves from Afghanistan. And at the end of this, somebody tell me what we've achieved. After 11 years of war, going on 12 years of war, what have we achieved in Afghanistan? I saw the other day a little girl had her hand chopped off because she went to school. Can you believe that? Hand chopped off because she went to school. And we're still pleading with people in Saudi Arabia and some of these other places not to stone people to death because they want to be Christians. So what are we achieving? What are we achieving there, Mr. Obama? And again, more veterans that you're not going to take care of. And let's get into that one a little bit long. You know, over a million case backlog in the VA. How come nothing was said about that? How come nothing was said about the veterans in the Veterans Administration with this million case backlog that you can't help people? And now you're talking about consequences. Does that mean more people going into combat? At the same time, you're cutting back on, your ground forces by 75,000. You've got the smallest Navy since World War I, the Chinese are launching aircraft carriers, and we can't even keep two aircraft carrier battle groups in the Middle East because they're breaking down. Somebody needs to say, you know, to ring the, to raise the BS flag here. There'll be consequences. There's going to be consequences of everything we do and with what's happening with the military. I don't mean to just keep going on about the veterans and the military, but we are at the edge here. When they start talking about the fiscal cliff, they're also talking about sequestration. If that happens, my friends, a lot of things happen. Your military ceases to be the military that can project power. We might be able to guard our borders, but that's it. Carl Lundebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
We're speaking with Mr. Edgar Lumpf, universally recognized as the world's most timid man, winner of the Nobel Prize for Cowardice. Mr. Lumpf.
What's that?
That's a microphone, sir.
I don't want to touch it. I'm afraid of electricity.
I'll hold it for you.
Not too close.
Mr. Lumpf, as the world's most timid man, when is the last time you were out of your house?
Last month, for my regular dental checkup.
Mr. Lumpf, I find that hard to believe. Of the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist, you have to be number one.
But Dr. William Farrell is my dentist. He offers sedation dentistry, so I don't really know what he does. I'm afraid to ask, but look at these.
Mr. Lumpf, you have a charming, gleaming smile.
All thanks to Dr. William Farrell and his wonderful staff.
And as winner of the Cowardice Award, you have a lot more to smile about.
I haven't picked it up yet. I'm afraid of flying. And Norwegians?
Take it from Mr. Lumpf, the world's most timid man. You don't have to conquer your fear of dentistry. Dr. William Farrell will do that for you. Visit PaloCedroDentistry.com or call 547-5757.
Hear us streaming 24-7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, let's beat that drum.
7:54 in the morning, December the 4th. Carl and Linda Bott, 530-605-4567. In this portion of the show, brought to you by Home Helpers. Serving Shasta County seniors and families since 2004. Over 50 wonderful caregivers. They've been all background checked, drug and OMB screened, bonded and insured, and they will help with transport, light housekeeping, cooking, laundry, medication reminders, and personal care. And they're nice people, too. They like what they do. Call Sharon to schedule a complimentary in-home assessment. That's right. She's going to come to your house and say, you know, I think we can help you here. We might not be able to help you here, but we can do this and this and this. Give her a call at 530-226-8350. That's 530-226-8350, Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. Okay. Now, was I talking with you about this judge during the break? I didn't talk about it on the air, did I?
No,
I'm losing it completely in here. Okay. The... one more time. Into the breach. The murderer at Fort Hood, they killed all these people, including a pregnant woman. was wounded and is paralyzed, I think, from the waist down, whatever. He refuses to cut his beard. So the judge in the court said, you will cut your beard. You are still a soldier in the Army. You are still a soldier, and because you're a soldier, you rate these things like, military lawyers. You can have your own lawyers too, but you rate all this, but you're still a soldier, so you will cut that beard. He refuses to cut his beard. He says, look, either cut your beard or it'll be cut for you, but you're not going to be here in the courtroom, and you're not going to be here in the courtroom out of uniform like that. And he says, I'm a Muslim, and this is part of my religion. Well, there's other Muslims in the Army, and they don't wear beards. So this guy, so the whole thing is ludicrous. But the judge has just been removed from the trial because of prejudice, because of this beard thing. Now, what's this do? Well, now they've got to have another judge. So how long do you think this goes back? I mean, how much longer do you think this is going to delay this trial? Well, probably some months, maybe years. Who knows? The whole bottom line is the guy killed him. Everybody knows the guy killed him. This terrorist, and he was a terrorist, and Muslim terrorist that was yelling Allah Akbar when he walks in where a bunch of unarmed people are, and he starts killing them, men, women, pregnant women. They know he did it. They shot him right there. There's no doubt that he did it, and yet this thing is dragging on and on. And not only that, the people that are trying to try him, oh, we have to remove them from the case, they're prejudiced. Well, how can you be prejudiced against the guy that you know killed somebody? I mean, what can you do? They're not taking him and beating him every day. It's a shave. You're in the Army, shave. I can't. It's my faith. Wrong. You gave that up when you came in the military. You know, my faith could have had my nose pierced. Well, but not in the military, not in uniform. You're not going to do that. So, what I just don't understand, why the delay? Why is it taking so long to find this murderer and just find him guilty? He's done it. There's no doubt that he's done it. Why? He's not going to get the death penalty. I think they've already said that. He's in that wheelchair. They're going to put him into a federal prison in solitary forever, for the rest of his life. Because if he gets out into the population, they'll kill him. But that's not the point. The point is it keeps dragging on and on and on and on. And I bet you that those civilian lawyers that he has, that he's not paying a cent for them. See, I wonder who is. It's probably the military. Or it's the government. Or the government, your tax dollars. All right, enough of this. Let's talk about, let's change the subject a little bit about your animals. Linda has, last night, she and her friend Karen. And Karen's a genius. You should see the tree. And I come home, and it says, and it's like, oh, look at the tree.
This is that sequoia that's occupying your living room.
The Griswold tree. The Griswold tree that is,
They found the nameplate, by the way.
Snooky disappeared for 2 days. Elk Killer disappeared for 2 days and was in the tree. We just couldn't find her. All right, now let's talk about, Haven Humane is on a regular time, but there's some things like Tinsel and, after watching this, Tinsel and Holly. Watch your dog around that stuff. Watch your dog because they'll eat it, and they're gonna get stuff in them. They're gonna chew on electrical cords. Remember in Christmas, and the cat chewed on an electrical cord and put out the tree and fried itself. Yeah. There are electrical cords out. They will chew on them. Yesterday, Snooki was trotting through the house. Elk Killer was trotting through the house with a discarded ornament that she had already chewed half the styrofoam off. And so, if she's doing it, your dog and cat are going to do it. So just, you have to be aware of that because they're toxic. They can be very toxic to animals when you do things like that.
That would mess up your holiday.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you know that present I bought for you, hon? Yeah, it just turned out that went down to the vet and took shots, and they had to open up the little animal to get the reindeer out of her stomach. So, anyway. Okay, when we come back, we have Bill Chappelle will be here, and we're talking we're going to be talking about Shasta County and what's going on there. We want to talk about his thoughts, just coming in new about realignment, the infrastructure we have here, number of sheriffs, and new things that he wants to take a look at. We have two new supervisors coming in, and Pam Giacomini will be on next Tuesday, in fact. So we're going to take a quick break here. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The horrific scene in Syria where a mortar has slammed into a school. The regime blaming rebels. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Mideast Bureau.
The school hit, Lisa, was in the suburbs of the capital. State media says 29 students have been killed and a teacher. It doesn't sound good in Damascus these days. Rockets and warplanes replacing the sounds of everyday life. Rebel fighters bringing their battle to the capital in a new effort to bring down the regime. In recent days, Damascus has seen some of the heaviest fighting since July, killing scores of people, closing the airport and prompting the UN to withdraw most of its international staff. Lisa?
Emily, thanks. More tinder for the fiery fiscal cliff debate.
As usual, given the choice between millionaires and billionaires and the middle class, Republicans again sided with the wealthy.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid just a short time ago on the GOP counteroffer unveiled yesterday. House Minority Whip Kevin McCarthy.
The president said he wanted revenues. We provided revenues.
But the president still insists on raising the tax rates for the top 2%. Republicans say that plan is unbalanced and fails to address entitlements. A win for property owners at the U.S. Supreme Court. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in D.C.
If the federal government takes private land even for a short time, it must pay for it. In an 8-0 opinion, the high court rules the federal government must compensate the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission for periodically flooding forest land owed by the commission. The flooding was part of a dam management project by the Army Corps of Engineers, destroying more than 18 million board feet of timber. A federal appeals court ruled the feds were exempt from the takings clause of the Constitution that requires compensation since the flooding was not permanent. The Supreme Court disagrees. Lisa.
Jared, thanks. Right now, stocks mixed, the Dow up about 17 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
An important message from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment, now through December 7th. Time to compare plans. Happy with your current one? You can always keep it, but it never hurts to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare lock, with no co-pays or deductibles, like a yearly wellness visit. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand-name prescriptions in a donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at Staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
Therapy aimed at turning young homosexuals straight is supposed to be banned under a new California law, but a federal judge in San Francisco says the First Amendment rights of the therapists trumps it.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked California from being able to enforce a first-of-a-kind law that bars licensed psychotherapists from working to change the sexual orientation of gay minors. The decision made by U.S. District Court Judge William Shub is limited to just three healthcare providers that appealed to him to overturn the law. The ruling hinged on the First Amendment rights of psychiatrists, psychologists, and other mental health professionals who practice conversion therapy, outweighing concerns that the practice poses a danger to young people. Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
For the second time in 2 years, Iran claims it's captured a U.S. drone that it says entered Iranian airspace. The U.S. Navy denies it, saying all of its unmanned aircraft are accounted for in the region. Undelivered cargo continuing to pile up at some of the nation's busiest cargo ports in Southern California, where dock workers refused to cross the lines set up by striking clerical workers a week ago.
The clerical workers are the ones that have gone out and strike here. There's about 800 of them. They say that when they retire, their jobs are being moved overseas into other countries, and that they don't want that to happen anymore. Because of that, 10,000 longshoremen won't cross the lines. There's a statement from the Los Angeles Long Beach Harbor Employees Association saying, quote, the strike's impact is widening and is already costing the national economy billions of dollars by many estimates. Sadly, the OCU, which is the union, continues to put the self-interest of 600 members ahead of the local community, the port's future viability, and the economic welfare of an entire country.
Fox's Adam Housley. Just weeks after a deadly clothing factory fire in Bangladesh, another one today, this time in China. At least 14 people killed. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM, right here on your local community. I'd like to think of it as a mobile newspaper. Here, we go from spot to spot. 8:05 in the morning on December the 4th. 530-605-4567 is our number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Lots of great, great comments in here on our, in our chat room. Just, you know, little things. Anything from, you know, John Dixon just rolled in. Good morning, John. And Sun Gold and Jimmy and a whole bunch of other people in there. We're going today is after we finish up with our you know, the weather report and our Wells Fargo Minute. We have our newest supervisor, one of our two new supervisors. Bill Chappelle's in the studio with us here, all ready to go, looking bright-eyed. Can't wait for January to start. But let's go first to our friends at the Wells Fargo Advisors, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. While stocks remain flat, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up a point at 12,967. The S&P 500 is down 3 points at 1406. The NASDAQ Composite is off 18 points at 2984. Actively traded stocks this morning, Coca-Cola positive 4 cents at 37.42, EMC Corp down a nickel at 24.71 per share, JP Morgan Chase off 13 cents, trading at $40.68. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, Safeway down 19 cents at $16.72, PepsiCo up 4 cents at $69.91, Best Buy down 36 cents, trading at $12.56. Treasury prices are lower. The 10-year Treasury note is 1.62% and the 30-year bond 2.79%. Over to commodities, gold is down $21.20 at $16.99 per ounce. Silver off 68 cents at 33. Crude oil down 85 cents, trading at $88 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 906. If you want to go down and visit our Wells Fargo Advisors, head on down to Park Marina Drive right here in Reading, or give them a call at 530-243-7561. They're the ones that can tell you what's going on in an up-to-date. I mean, just give them a call out, and they'll tell you what's happening right then. Bad Bob, weather.
Well, more of the same. We've got rain happening today, maybe about half an inch, and that's going to continue through tonight, and then it'll be showery tomorrow and then start clearing up another series of storms a little bit further out. Currently in Reading, we're looking at 49 degrees and hazardous weather outlook because the ground is so saturated, we could see some minor flooding. But as we check temperature right now, we see 49 degrees in Reading, and the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, Thursday night's pizza. Of course, lunch during the week, horseback riding, sporting clays, but great food, great entertainment out there. Give them a call at 474-5546. And you can have, you can just have the meal of a lifetime out there with John Stadelli, their chef, and the great staff they have. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back. One of our two new supervisors is sitting here in the station and he's ready to go. I want to talk to him about his visions for something and what's his first priority when he gets back, you know, when he gets into the seat, when that chute opens, you might say, when that gate opens out of that chute. Carl and Lindabot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car.
At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-960-7761. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-960-7761. That's 1-800-960-7761.
Santa's Little Nerds needs your help. It's that time of the year again. Time to help Nerds on Call stuff the Nerdmobile. For the third year, Nerds on Call have begun their efforts to stuff one of the Nerdmobiles full of toys for the less fortunate children in the community. Nerds on Call is looking for your help. The toys from Stuff the Nerdmobile will be donated to the Salvation Army Stuff the Bus efforts on December 7th. Nerds on Call is offering a $20 gift card for Nerds on Call services to customers that drop a new unwrapped toy off at their store. You can help Stuff the Nerdmobile and get a $20 gift card for Nerds on Call services by dropping a new unwrapped toy valued at $5 or more to their store in the Target Shopping Center at 1355 Churn Creek Road in Reading through December 6th. Or you can give your donation to your friendly nerd during an appointment. Nerds on Call is open Monday through Sunday, 9 to 6. Help Nerds on Call stuff the Nerdmobile through December 6th in the Target Shopping Center in Reading.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life, surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR, 1460 AM. Carl, on about 8:12 in the morning on December the 4th. And Bob, you better not let December get away with us.
I'm telling you.
Okay, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Air conditioning may not be one of your top things here, one of your top, you know, top subjects here, but how about heating? 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Old-fashioned values of quality. They treat people like family. They, you know what, they come in there, they do a great job on any type of air conditioning and heating unit. Bad Bob just got one put in.
Well, we are in the process. They're going to start work, I think, next week. The weather kind of slowed things up a little bit. But, yeah, we took in a lot of bids, and they got it. They gave us the best value.
And that's, you know, I can't beat that. So it's 530-221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air. Look at their website at homecomfort.org. Okay, Bill Chappelle.
Good morning, Carl. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, you know what? I hope that you're going to be, a semi-regular, contributing part of our show because you're one of the county supervisors.
That's a real good point. You know, one of the things, first of all, I want to really thank all the people that supported me. I want to take this opportunity to do that. I have the privilege to work with a lot of people that really helped out. And the people that did support me, don't worry about it because there's nothing in any of my verbiage that says I'm not going to support you either. So my interest is all Shasta County citizens and Shasta County as a whole. So that's where my goal is there.
Well, that's one of the things we talked about. There was a editorial in the paper today about Dickerson and being, you know, one that's moderate and listens to both sides. And, you know, Gary Cadd is well known. But I also think that this is what it should be for all of our elected officials. You all should listen to both sides, have an open mind, but do the right thing for the county, or for the residents of the county, not special interest. And that's what I believe will happen You know, with you and with Pam and, you know, Gary, I hope all that happens. That just don't become a one-trick pony, you might say.
Yeah, you know, and that was one of my platforms, Carl, and I'm dead serious about it. You know, I see what's happening with our state and federal governments and everything, and it seems like everybody makes a promise. You hear all the stuff with their campaign speeches and everything, then they get in and they forget everybody, and they get right into the old trench, and they're right with everybody else, and the same systems go through, and I think my feeling with the public is they're really sick and tired of it, and they want something that's going to support them, and that's where I'm at. I want to support them. I want to do several of these shows. I want to be able to bring items that are of interest for the Shasta County or items that are going to be affecting them. I want to bring it to their knowledge. I want them to be able to have some input on it, so I have the support. During my campaign was We Together Make a Difference, and that's what I meant, We Together. I want to look for the support of the people. We've got items and issues that are actually there that's going to affect them in their lives or in their pocketbook, then they need to know about it. And they need to know about it right away, and they need to know the position that they want to take. And what I'm going to try to do is express both sides so they can have a legitimate decision on what's going to be proper for them.
Now, one of the things we talked about when you off the air was you have no one single priority to jump into first because there's so many, and you want to find out what's going on first, of course. But there are a few things, though, you want to take a look at.
Yeah, you know, I mean, for me, I'm going to go in and I want to just make sure. I'm not going to go in there and try and ruffle any feathers or anything. I want to get everybody's opinion. During this campaign, I've always said I want to hear both sides of all the stories. I want to just go learn the steps, learn what we have to do, what I have to do, excuse me. And then just go and take everything a little slow. There's some items that I have. I mean, I preached on it during the campaign. It was Integrated Regional Water Management Plan. I don't see that as a positive for Shasta County. I don't know why we'd want to have six different counties managing our water use with a board of 12, okay, two from each county. One's elected, which would be a supervisor. The other one is appointed. So you actually have a sixth representation that's elected. Also, I see that there's going to be restrictions on water wells. I think there's a lot of people in the Palisado area and outlying areas that have water wells that they count on them. And then by 2015, you're going to have a 10% restriction. And by 2020, you're going to have a 20% restriction. And as we know, the government, those figures go up. If it's dollars, they go up. If it's percentages and it's something they want to slow people down on the use, it goes up. There's an alternative motive here with all this that's happening, and we need to stop it. We need to slow it down. I really want to talk about this regional water management plan. I think that the state is offering a carrot for money, and people sign up for money. Oh, we need the money. Let's take the money. But then after that, the money goes away. And then after that, we're stuck with the regulations. And I feel that we don't need to go down that road. It's time. Look at everything that's coming out of Sacramento now. Some of the stuff is just absolutely absurd. It's time that we say, wait a minute, let's take a look at this stuff. And I believe that as a county, and even if we get collective counties, we can fight back on this.
All right. And that was one of the main, it was one of your main platform spots there. It was this and a couple others. And we've got a phone call here. Terry, good morning. You're on KCNR 1460 AM live. Do you have a question for our new supervisor to be, Bill Chappelle?
Yes, I do. And Bill, congratulations, buddy.
Thank you.
You bet. Yesterday we were at that particular meeting. It was a board meeting for the Regional Water Board. And some very interesting things happened that I want to get Bill's opinion on. One is, apparently, Fish and Game came into the TAC meeting, which is the advisory board for this particular board. And when they came in, they had 20 projects they wanted to use our county monies for. 20. Now, apparently, it was overheard by two people who were there, and this was brought up in the meeting yesterday, that the TAC people told this lady from Fish and Game, when she does submit these particular projects, that they shouldn't be submitted under the name of Fish and Game. So what the heck is going on with this thing, number one? How did Fish and Game get involved, number two? And number three, apparently, according to Supervisor Modi yesterday, they're starting to run out of money from this grant to put this plan together. So they may have to come back to each county and ask the taxpayer for more money for this regional government. Well, don't we already have a government? down in Sacramento called the legislature. And I know that you feel very passionate about this bill, and I'd like to get your opinion on this. And this new twist is just beyond the pale for these guys.
Well, Terry, probably as you know, the state has passed over 900 new bills last year, and all the different government entities are fighting for control of them also, because generally who controls them, they get the dollars, right? It's got to be some sort of a permit or some sort of a something that goes back, you know, with it. So State Water Quality Control Board, that's a good one. You know, that particular one was initiated since I've been in Shasta County, and I watched them grow from about a two-person office to a 25-person office. How do they support it? Oh, let's see. Oh, they fine people. That's how they support it. And so what happens, Fish and Game, I don't know at all about why they're involved in it, but I would think that they're probably looking for money. They're probably jumping the gun. They're trying to figure out if they can get involved with that, and they can also get some money in their coffer.
Well, that's the thing that kind of bothered me about that is when this was brought up in an open meeting in front of 50 people, when this was brought up, apparently the TAC people told Fish and Game not to submit this for a ranking under the name of Fish and Game. And no one on that board denied it. I mean, this has gone to the point of, and I do have to say one thing for Supervisor Modi, and that is that he's getting a little nervous about what's going to happen when this initial grant for all this particular help they're getting from these people who are helping them with their plan, when that money runs out, what he's going to do as far as paying staff.
But he has
to come back to the counties.
Now, when you say paying staff, does that mean paying staff that's on this integrated
TAC
water board?
On the center, on the TAC. On the TAC,
okay.
And staff to go ahead and do this.
So he's going to have to come back and get money from the Shasta County to pay?
I don't know how else they're going to get it.
Wow.
If they don't go back to the counties. And I did talk to the supervisor of Tehama County, and apparently he's nervous and wants to be in a position to where he has this regional government, because Tehama County doesn't have any money. Does that mean they're going to use Shasta's money? I mean, this is insane.
They really
don't have any teeth.
What we really have to do is take a break.
Sorry.
Take a deep breath.
You want to hang?
You can hang. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebott, our guest, Bill Chappell, incoming Shasta County Supervisor.
Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526, that's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0BA5106.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee. all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today, 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Harlan and the Bot. Summer the 4th, 2012. 17 days until the 21st of December. You know what? If you really believe in that, the world's going to end, do you really, you know, that really makes Christmas shopping a lot easier. Anybody ever think of that?
Yeah,
it is. Or you go out like this, go out and buy things. And have all those things you want to have around you. And then on the 21st, you go, well, at least I got all these cool toys. And then, go, you know, then you don't have to pay for them.
Why is this cosmic event tied to the Gregorian calendar anyway? I haven't figured that one out. And are they absolutely sure about the math? I don't think so. Anybody remember
Y2K? I'm feeling kind of Mayan today.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. Our buddies down there, Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. Your neighbor's making great deals for you. They carry a selection of new or previously owned cars, trucks, and SUVs that's going to fit your every need. Or it fit, you know what? It's going to work for you. And now that the Democrats have raised the taxes on us, the sales tax to another, you know, you can save money if you buy it now. Buy it before Christmas. Give them a call at 223-2177 or 555 Cypress Avenue. Head on down to Reading Crown Motors. We like them. Okay, our guest is Bill Chappell. We got a few minutes here. I don't know if Terry is still on the line or not. Bill Chappell is going to be a supervisor starting in January, but is already wants to hit the ground running. I don't know if Terry is still there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, all right. Now let's kind of finish up the water thing so we can go into something else in the next half hour. So we got like a few minutes here. What is it, Terry?
Okay, just want to let you know that we did film everything that I told you about. Everything's on film. All the comments are on film. The expressions of these folks are on film. Everything's on film. Everything's been recorded. So we will have that. We're documenting everything these guys do. And I know when I talked to Jim Nielsen in a private conversation, he said he was against this regional situation. He's against it. When I talked to Bob Williams, he made the comment that he didn't know that. And to me, he had talked to Jim and hadn't gotten that. Now, to me, I believe, and this is one thing I really like about Bill, if you have a question for Bill, he's going to answer it. If he stands for something, he stands for something, and we need to hold all these guys accountable. Not that they're not good people, because they all are, and I think everybody has the best intentions. But if they say something, they're going to do something, they're darn well better do it.
Okay, Terry. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Bill, so you're going to kind of be taking a look at that. That's going to be one of the things, because water is so important to us up here, and they're already trying to grab it here and there.
Just to clarify, Jim Nielsen is against it, and Siskiyou County also did not sign up for it. So there is some opposition to it.
And is that if we wanted to drop out of that, would that be a 3-2 vote? Or 4-1 or 5-0 or whatever it is?
I don't know. I would imagine just majority 3-2, but I'm not for sure.
Okay. It'll be interesting to see what happens here in the near future, especially if it runs out of money. Then I would hate to think they would come back to the taxpayers. We'd have to be paying for other people's work here.
Well, it's the boilerplate they keep putting on top of the new laws and new laws and new laws. And I don't even know how they're going to enforce them or enact them. And they do have the different government entities in California fighting for who's going to be able to take care of them and who's going to enforce them. So it is a mess, and like Terry's frustrated with that, what's happening, but probably the bottom line really is that some of this stuff is written up to be so confusing. I mean, I hate to say this, but something like Obamacare, let's pass it, then we'll understand what it is after we get it going. I mean, a lot of people are just starting to understand how many new taxes are in that, okay, and how they affect everybody from every income level. They're going to be everybody's going to get higher taxes, and so it seems to me that some of this stuff might be purposely driven that is so, instead of it being a black and white sentence, it's more ambiguous and it can be interpreted a couple of different ways.
Okay. All right. We've got people online, but we're gonna grab Henry on the other side of the break. We've only got like 30 seconds here. So Henry, I hope you want to hang on there for a minute. Our guest is Bill Chappelle, who is, we've been talking about the Integrated Water Management Board. Some people think, is that the right term? Yeah, mm-hmm. read more. Okay, thinking that six counties that can put all put their efforts together can help control the water better than others. Obviously, Bill's and many others people believe is that why should we get involved in something like this that could cost us and end up losing the water anyway. So I hope I captured all that.
You did, and Terry brought up a point that we might be running out of water, so now we're going to have to support it also.
Yeah, running out of money. Yeah, running out of money. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, our guest, Bill Chappelle, Shasta County Supervisor, come January. He takes his seat. We'll be right back after these messages.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Democrats say no to a Republican plan to deal with the deficit through tax reform, not tax hikes on higher income.
Their plan to raise $800 billion in revenue by limiting popular tax deductions and credits would reach deep into the pockets of middle-class families.
The Senate's top Democrat, Harry Reid, there.
When is this president offered any of the spending cuts? I think that's where the holdup is.
California House Republican Kevin McCarthy. A new color picture of George Zimmerman the night he killed an unarmed teenager in Sanford, Florida, shows his broken nose better.
It's misshapen. It's swollen. It has bright crimson blood dripping down to his mouth. His lawyers hope it might bolster his claim that he fired his weapon at Trayvon Martin only in self-defense. A lawyer for the teen's family says it proves only that Zimmerman pursued Martin when he shouldn't have.
Fox News Radio's Evan Brown. The shooting was in January, a trial set for next June. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck, Reed? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them in other sign shops' camps. We even offer finance for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend, we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love our in-store deli with our no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Bakery fresh bread and, of course, our organic produce washed in our purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years. Family owned and operated for three generations. Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
To save, 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 head north, north, north. Head north to North Market Street in Reading to S.J. Denham for a great selection of new Chrysler and Jeep vehicles. And a little further north to Mount Shasta. See the new Dodge vehicle lineup, including those new tough Ram trucks. Just head north. We're having a sale here. See us at sjdenham.com. Save, 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 north, north, north. Say it with me now. Save, 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 north, north, north. Our big sale continues at S.J. Denham on North Market Street in Reading and a little further north in Mount Shasta.
Howdy, partner. What you doing December 7th? How about riding on down to the Cascade Theater for a show that rounds up classic cowboy singing, some wacky humor, holiday cheer, and a little yodeling? Who knows what else Riders in the Sky will do when they bring their show to the Cascade Theater one night only for Christmas the Cowboy Way, December 7th. Tickets are on sale now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org. It's Riders in the Sky, December 7th.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:35 in the morning, KCNR 1460 AM. Our guest, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. Good people there. I go there to get a haircut. Bob goes there to get a haircut. People that are somebody go there to get a haircut. Right, Bad Bob? Yes, we're going to have the weather today. It's now 49 degrees. It's going to be raining today. Going to be kind of clearing up. Is tomorrow going to be clear?
Showery off and on. Overall, the next 24 hours, we're looking at about 1 inch of rain. Depending on where you're at, some parts of Shasta County could see 2 to 3 inches. Just a general advisory. There's already a lot of water in the system, so it could cause a couple of creeks to flood. And we have still unchanged 49 degrees in Reading with the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, yeah. Thursday night's pizza, lunch during the week, dinners at night, 474-5546, music on the weekends. I'm telling you what, great food, great entertainment, great service up there. You can't ask for more. Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. Our guest is Bill Chappelle, who will be taking over as one of our supervisors in January. He's here with us, and we've got people lined up. So, Henry, you're up next.
Yes, Bill and Carl, how are you doing today?
We're fine, Henry.
Good morning, Henry.
Say, Bill, when you take over, let me give you a little background on my experience with the county. I was in business here for many, many years. And I had to deal with the county, the various departments of the county from time to time. The general standard answer, if I wanted to get anything done, is you can't do that. It's a situation that, to the best of my knowledge, and from what I hear today, it hasn't changed. I finally moved my whole operation out of state, which cost the county and the state many thousands of dollars. Would you be willing to look into the various departments, the health department, the planning department, the other various departments, and see if they can't have a change of attitude to the point that when somebody wants to develop something, it's how can I help you rather than you can't do it?
Hey, that's a very good point. Listen, when I was doing my campaign, that was one of the things that I was talking about also. We have more stringent planning in Shasta County than Siskiyou County has. I've talked to several contractors, and they talked to me about the process and everything. And what you're talking about is there, and it's true, and it's factual. And, yes, I'm going to try. Here's my philosophy on that. If we want somebody to develop something, and it fits with our plan, and if something's going to work well for the county and the citizens of the county, and it's going to put tax dollars into our county, then we need to give them a red carpet treatment. And as far as I'm concerned, help, okay? If there's a situation that comes up that doesn't get handled quite right or something else, let's get that thing explained properly so we can get it corrected without all the layers of fines and penalties and everybody trying to beat everybody up, trying to get a buck out of somebody instead of really trying to help them get the project to being finished and done and generated and get some bucks generated and jobs generated. That's where it's at, and we need to have a more welcome approach to all those areas.
Well, Bill, you know, my problem wasn't the fact that the rules were against me. My problem was the fact that the people in the departments were against any development. They did not want to help you in any way.
Well, one of the things I think we should look at
is an attitude adjustment rather than a law adjustment.
Well, and I believe it's probably there. I've heard it, and that's what I'm saying. I've heard that, and there are rules and regulations in place that we've got to abide by. But the thing is that what I'm saying is that the people need to be more generous in their help and let everybody know what they really need to do, and then get the project done. If the project is the wrong project for the wrong area, like putting a dump in the middle of City of Reading, then maybe that's something we wouldn't want to consider. But
well,
if it's a project that works,
not after many dollars have been spent.
Yeah, you know, it shouldn't be something that if they've told you to do it, go on. Like we had Dr. Jen Powers had. Mm-hmm. But she spent $50,000 on her barns because she was told she was going to get this business permit, and it was turned down. But you're right, Henry. All right, Henry, we have other people on the line. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Henry, for calling.
You bet.
Ruth, good morning. You're live on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Hi, good morning. This is Ruth.
Hello, Ruth. You're live.
We're still talking to Henry.
No.
Good morning, Bill. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Ruth.
Hey, I do have a question, and it just kind of banks off of what Henry was talking about. After January, there's going to be a concerted effort to bring business people together, as you know, and Salmo's issue with that he's dealing with, Jen Powers, and there are lots of folks out there that had not had good experience, and Henry appears to be one of them. Would you oppose or reach out to a group of business people to act as a sounding post, maybe for the Board of Supervisors, or possibly organized enough to be on an appeals board that apparently the county doesn't have? And I wanted to get your thoughts on that because I think there are enough people willing to get together and maybe approach the county about just participating in some way at some level. And what's your thoughts on that? And I'll take my answer off the air.
Well, Ruth, those are all really good points. The appeals board, as far as the appeals board goes, we should have one, okay? That gives another avenue, and that should be independent, and that should be made up from different people that are independent, so the decisions can be made fairly, okay? The thing about the businessmen and getting organized, I think that's probably an excellent idea. Would I support something like that? Yes, because after all, if we can't support our business in Shasta County, then what can we support? The businesses are the backbone of any area, including the whole United States of America. So, as you probably know, I come from a business background, also educational background. So I have experience in both those. Also, during the educational background, I was in the criminal justice system. So those things I would be supportive of. I think that if you have an organization like that, they need to address the issues so we don't get all carried away. We line out those issues and then we start working on those issues to try to see what we can do to diminish those problems as a unit and bring it into the board. As far as me being on the board, I would be glad to sit in the meetings, and if there's something that I feel they may be out of line on or something, I could try and keep things directed to some degree if they want to listen to me or not. But I think that that's an excellent idea, and I think it would bring a more positive outlook for Shasta County. It would bring a more positive outlook for business startups in Shasta County. So I believe you guys are totally on the right track.
Hey, Bruce, we're going to take a break. Do you want to hang on to the other side? Do you have another question? Oh, okay, she took it off the air. All right, good question, Ruth, because we do have to build, and that's what I want to talk about when we come back is you know, the business growth and what's happened in the last year with the shopping center, and what's a smart way of going forward here in the county that maybe Bill is looking at, too. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
With a language we all understand.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit readinghomehelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at readinghomehelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure. but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Redding, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM. That was Roger Hitchcock. He's on in the evening. We like Roger. You know, this guy's cool.
He's good.
He is.
It's a good regional show.
Yeah, it is. It is a good regional show, and Roger Hitchcock's a good guy. In fact, we're going to just to let everybody know, there's going to be some new changes here. Is that redundant? We're going to be some changes here, especially at the beginning of the year, but we're going to be kind of leading them in sooner than that on some things we're going to be doing right here at KCNR 1460 AM has to do with programming and such. I mean, your favorite shows, you know, and your Saturday shows are not going to change, of course, and Linda and I are going to be here, but we're going to kind of move some things around. So some surprises coming up, but don't worry, you're going to like them. This portion of the show brought to you by our own local Redding Harley-Davidson. Established in 1977 by David and Robin Wright. Now, Ernie and Jessica are running it. That at 1268 Twinview Boulevard, it's getting ready to be Christmas. Get that motorcycle. Get that Redding Harley-Davidson. Get that Harley-Davidson under your tree. Wouldn't it be nice? Hey, Dad walks out that day. Or Mom, because a lot of bikes are being made for Mom now. She walks outside, and there it is, that big ribbon on that motorcycle, that Harley-Davidson. Give them a call at 530-241-7117. Experience the ride, live the dream. Ready, Harley Davidson. Our guest, Bill Chappelle, and we've been talking. We've had several phone calls in here. Okay, business and ideas. What I mean, we've got some of the most beautiful country in the United States right up here. Natural assets, and yet our unemployment is still up. People talk about. You know, we've got Stillwater, which is not a county thing, but still Stillwater we haven't had one piece of it rented. What ideas? What are you thinking about maybe in the back of your head or something to bring out for business to try and entice more business up here?
Well, you know, Carl, we do have a really beautiful area, and that's what got me up here, and that's what probably got a lot of people up here. Shasta County offers we are a lot different than when you get down the Sacramento Bay Area, because you go further, if you go south, the more it turns into the California that, I don't know, it's a little weird. But up here we have a really nice, pretty much a Christian family-based area. We have people are good, hardworking, and I think what we can do, you know, one of the things being in the resort business, we need to get behind and help promote them with their business. They're suffering with the economy and everything. That's one avenue. But when you look at things like Cool April Nights, different entities that put on events, we could maybe have a running event, a bicycle event, different events that we could pull into the area that would build things. The Jukebox Festival, although it failed, would be a really good idea and an event that could actually pull a lot of people in. It's too bad that it would happen with it, because I was actually there for the different days, and I saw that this could be built into something that
there was really potential there.
There was
some mismanagement. I mean, I see. I'm not throwing rocks at anybody, and I'm not. But there were mistakes made there. But I think you're absolutely right. Something like this for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And 2 days was good.
Well, you fill the motels up. You fill the restaurants up. Everybody feels it. The gas stations get it, you know. And so those are the things we can do. The other thing is that, and this, you know, there is small manufacturing companies, you know, that have computer-controlled manufacturing machines that do all their cutting and everything. There's a lot of them in the Bay Area, San Jose area, and, you know, if we could put a package together that would attract them up here. It just happened about now, probably about a year ago, where one came up, and they were looking for 5,000-6,000 square feet. Probably hire anywhere from 5 to 20 people. And those type of smaller entities like that, to be able to come up here and have snow skiing, water skiing, fishing, hunting in their backyard, as opposed to a nightmarish hour commute one way, then an hour commute going back home in the Bay Area.
We should be able to sell that. And I don't know why we can't sell that. Anyway, we have to take a break. We have people on the line. We're going to take a quick break and come back, and we'll get to you right then, Randy. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio. Bill Chappelle is our guest. We'll be right back after these messages. KCNR, 1460 AM. Right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
The compact car with the biggest heart wins yours. It's designed to fit seamlessly into your ever-evolving life. The 2012 Chevy Cruze could be yours in Wind River Casino Chevy Cruze Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. Win prizes, free slot play, or a brand new Chevy Cruze. Chevy Cruze. Giving away over $50,000 in prizes. The more you play, the more chances you have to win the Chevy Cruze. We are the only local entertainment destination in Northern California. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's easy. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play and weekly drawings on Wednesdays and Fridays. The final drawing on Friday, December 28th, where you can drive off in your very own 2012 Chevy Cruze from Lithia Chevrolet of Reading. For details, log on to WinRiver.com. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your brand new Chevy Cruze. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. It's better on the river.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Back down.
No, yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM, so 8:55. Hey, our guest tomorrow, Tom Gresham from Gun Talk, is going to come in, and he's going to be talking to us in the morning, and also we're going to have the Shasta County Arts Council. We've got a lot of things we're talking about tomorrow. Bill Chappelle is our guest right now, and we have Randy is on the line. Randy, do you have a question for Bill on KCNR, 1460 AM?
Well, it's more of a comment, Colonel.
Oh, okay.
I think one thing that's really needed up here to get business going is a decent airline carrier that comes in here and makes more than one or two stops in, San Francisco, L.A., going south, nothing going east at all. Go up to Seattle or wherever, and we just don't have any air coverage,
That's a good point.
Get people and products in and out of here. That's my comment.
Okay, Randy,
see what he says about that.
Okay, Randy, thanks a lot.
Yeah, Randy, thank you for the comment. That's been lacking for a long, long time. The problem with the airlines is when they do come up here and we get a big airlines, they just don't get the business that's supportive of them, so they end up, from an economical standpoint, they end up pulling back out again. So the bigger picture on there would be able to bring in and get other areas where we've got a little business going in. We've got a good tourist activity coming in to would actually economically support airlines. It would all work hand in hand, and eventually it would all settle out to where everything would be beneficial for the county, the tax base, and everything else. So it is lacking, and it's a problem, because if you want to have big meetings, big corporate meetings, you want to pull people in where they stay at the hotels and everything. They don't want to fly into Sacramento and drive up. They want to fly right into the city. So that is a really very good option that should be on the table.
Okay, he took his answer off the air. I know Rod Dinger is working on this. They were trying to get us into a United flight in, but they make money on what they have now. And pushing it back into Denver, I think it was from here to Denver, which is another hub they were talking. But you're right. This is something else that we spend a lot of money out there in the airport, and we still have two flights a day coming in here. But it's not as bad as some others, I guess, that have no flights coming in.
Those planes are packed like sardine cans.
I know, and here's the bad. Here's the unfortunate thing is if they're late coming out of San Francisco to here. Then there goes the rest of your
itinerary.
Your itinerary there. Well, I don't know. A couple of times we've had to literally drive down to Sacramento as fast as we could. They changed the flights for us so that I could get Linda on a flight. But anyway, okay, gosh, okay, Bill. Any last thoughts here? I know that you're meeting with the staff and all this, you're getting up to speed.
Mm-hmm. What I'm going to do is get my feet on the ground and everything else. I'm going to throw my cell phone out. A lot of people think I'm crazy, but it's 524-0590. That's 524-0590. If anybody wants to get a hold of me direct, what part of my campaign, I said I'll be available. Also, we'll be on the various shows, like I said earlier, Carl and Linda and other shows, if I find issues that need to be done. I want to be the person that's actually going to represent the Shasta County people and Shasta County businesses. That was my platform, and that's what I plan on standing on. And so you can feel free to contact me, and I'll do the best to answer the question I can. I will not answer any questions that I don't have both sides and that I don't understand it completely, okay? So if I have something I don't feel comfortable with, I'll let you know. I've got to get more information on it before I'll answer it, because I don't want to go off. I do not want to go off with a half of an opinion and try to base that on something. That's one of the problems that's been going on for a long time, and we need to put a stop to it.
You think that law enforcement... it should be one of our top priorities here
enforcement always is a top priority. We have cutbacks, and there's certain things that happen, and a lot of people get upset because they don't get the attention they want from the law enforcement. But then on the flip side, the law enforcement's cut back, and they're limited. They have limited,
assets.
Thank you, Carl, and to be able to get out and respond the way they should. And basically, it all happens with if we can get some things going, we can get our tax base up and then get more officers online. I think that people that if they have concerns in the areas, they need to bring it to the board of supervisors or the city council and let people know what's happening so those avenues can get addressed.
Okay. Bill Chappelle, our Shasta County supervisor-elect, will be taking office in January. Look what you've gotten yourself into. I mean, you even volunteered. I mean, you ran for this.
Yeah.
And so at some point in January, you look at me and I go, having a good time yet, Bill?
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay, hey, tomorrow, Tom Gresham of Gun Talk will be our guest. And he's also, and of course, that's a nationally syndicated show. It's carried here on KCNR on Sundays. But he's also a TV show host, columnist, and he wants to talk about, something I talked about a little bit today with Bob on Bob Costas, and you know the weapons and the NRA has been compared to the KKK by a couple of columnists, so it needs to be addressed, and we talk about that. Also, the Shasta County Arts Council is going to be with us with all the things they're doing. It's going to be a great show tomorrow. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lee Silasaro. With weeks to go before we go over the fiscal cliff, there's still partisan gridlock. Fox Radio's Rich Johnson live in D.C.
Yeah, House Minority Whip Kevin McCarthy says he's looking for some presidential leadership.
We're willing to sit in the room. We're willing to stay here. We're willing to get this done. That's why you saw a proposal that's reasonable.
But on the Senate floor,
as usual, given the choice between millionaires and billionaires and the middle class, Republicans, again, sided with the wealthy.
Democrat Harry Reid on the GOP plan that does not contain any tax hikes on top earners, as the White House has insisted. Lisa?
Rich, in Syria, the regime blaming the rebels for a mortar blast at a school near Damascus. Fox Radio's Emily Wither monitoring live in Jerusalem.
Syrian state media says a rebel mortar attack has hit a school, killing 28 students and a teacher, as the fighting in Damascus rages on. In recent days, the Syrian government has been stepping up its airstrikes. As rebel fighters make gains towards